Blog Talk Radio.
Worth singing, I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And today's date is February the 27th, 2018. And I'm your host, Ronald Bessay. And welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And remember, this show is sponsored by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, which is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation companies to address the economic effects of high energy costs at our historical Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity for solar installation initiatives to bring down the underemployment and unemployment rate of young African-Americans attending historically white and Black colleges and universities around the U.S. It's also sponsored by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you can get more information about the Black Sports Legends Foundation HBCU Radio Talk Show Initiative by logging on to our website at Positive Change. That's Positive Change. PC.com, that's PositiveChangePas in Paul, C as in cat.com, and you'll be able to click on our GoFundMe link, and that will take you into our BSLS HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which will provide you with information on our website. Also, this show is brought to you by Scott Communications, specializing in the following areas: relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional, newspaper production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, speaker bureau management, editing and publishing. And for further information, you can contact Dr. Gwendolyn Scott Buffet. That's Dr. Gwendolyn Scott Buffet at Scott, S-C-O-T-T-O-N, communicationsnetwork.com. Yes, yes, yes. This is a always a pleasure to invite you, our listening audience, to the airways of this format, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. And we are broadcasting over the airways of Blog Talk Radio from your nation's capital. We are streaming over Facebook, Link, and Twitter, and all forms of social media. And remember, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on your call pad after dialing our call-in number, and that will bring you into our studios, because you'll be in our green room, and we want to be able to bring you on the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And today's topic is the American Association of Blacks in Energy, History in the Making, 2018. And we were scheduled to have Mr. Tracy Woods, the AA Vice President of Operations. The American Association of Blacks in Energy, I guess we may be joined by Mr. Woods a little later on in our broadcast, but we had scheduled him to be at the top of the hour for our first 30 minutes of our show today. And being that he has not joined us, and we will continue on with our information on the American Association of Blacks in Energy. The American Association of Blacks in Energy, the purpose of AIM is for the following: to ensure as a resource for public discussion of the economic, social, and political impact of environmental and energy policies on African Americans and other minorities, to ensure the involvement of African Americans in governmental energy policy making by recommendations, capable, sensitive, and informed personnel and appropriate officials, to encourage both the public and private sectors to be responsive to the problems, goals, and aspirations of African Americans in the energy-related fields, to encourage African American students to pursue careers in energy-related fields, and to provide scholarships and other financial aid for such students. Okay, this organization, AIM, is headed by Mrs. Paula Glover, and if you've been to our website, you will be able to remember that you can log on to our news and events tab. And under our news and events tab, if you will click on that, you will see that AIM's 2018 National Conference will be held, Bridging Gaps Through Innovation, May 1 through the 4th in Las Vegas. This is a 2 days left for their early bird registration, as I'm trying to give them a plug today. Early bird special will be open until 12 noon, February the 28th, 2018. And exchange points of views with Jerome Bennis, NFL Hall of Famer, and now an energy entrepreneur. AIM has listed the industry's impact on issues. These will be the subject matter that they will be covering at their conference in Las Vegas this year: smart technology and digital transformations, blockchain and cybersecurity, drones' impact on energy. So that is the subject lineup for AIM's conference, which will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 1 through the 4th of 2018, and you can log on to our website at www.positivechangepc.com, and you'll be able to get more information by basically clicking on our link. Now, also in our website, you'll be able to hear a recording there by Mrs. Paula Glover, who is in fact the CEO of AIDE. And you'll be able to get some information concerning the American Association of Blacks in Energy. And we're just getting ready to sort of key up a short interview that we have online with Mrs. Glover. You were just listening to the voice of Mrs. Paula Glover, who is the CEO and day-to-day operating director of the American Association of Blacks in Energy. And as you was listening to the comments that she was in fact sharing with you, our listening audience, you'll find that the American Association of Blacks in Energy was founded by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Rufus McKinney. And we had also asked Mr. Tracy Woods to, in fact, reach out to Mr. McKinney, being that we're in the last few days, today and tomorrow, of African American History Month. You will find that he was one of the founding members of the American Association of Black Energy, which was established to give African Americans who work in the energy industry a voice. Now, it is very, very clear to me that we're moving right along with our broadcast here, and we may not be joined by Mr. Woods today. I have reached out prior to going on the air with today's broadcast and to make sure that we would be on the same, as we say, playbook or same page. But you will be able to go to our website and you'll be able to click on our archives and you'll see under our January 2017 archives, there will be a video of the day-to-day operational director and that was the voice of Miss Paula Glover that you were just listening to. And once again, we are very, very delighted to have been able to be able to provide that information from the president and CEO of the American Association of Blacks in Energy, Mrs. Paula Glover. But as we began to reach out and to drill down on issues in the solar and renewable energy industry, yours truly had the pleasure of being in Annapolis here in Maryland. For those who were not aware of it, last Monday was a lobbying day in the state of Maryland because there is a new energy bill that has been put forth for Maryland to increase its renewable portfolio standards to 50% by year 2030. And I had some various concerns, which I carried to my representative, Councilman Carlos Chavez of District 47B. And also, my representative is Victor Ramirez, who's the representative from my area. And we went down to Annapolis, and we were able to speak with our representative concerning our concerns about the Transitioning Neighborhood Initiative, which is a program which is designed to assist low and moderate income residents in Prince George's County secure a what we would call PV or solar system on one's home. If in fact you live in Prince George's County, you want to in fact look into that matter as it relates to the fact that there is such a program similar to the Solar for All program in the District of Columbia. Now, in Prince George's County, the ability to apply is greatly hampered by the fact that they put a zip code requirement on this Transitioning Neighborhood Initiative, and if you don't live in a certain zip code, rather than looking at one's area median income, which is the AMI, which is a 60% income percentile that they're using in PG County for this particular program, versus they use an 80% for the Solar for All program in the District of Columbia. So there are differences, and the major difference is if you live in the District of Columbia and you meet those median income requirements, you are able to, in fact, apply for that program. And we surely feel that if you begin to look at what it takes to qualify in the District of Columbia, a household, one who makes under $52,550, a household of two who makes under $60,050, a household of three who makes under $67,550, a household of four who makes under $75,050. Now, you'll be able to go to our website at positivechangepc.com, and you'll be able to get information concerning that income AMI guideline requirement, as well as you'll be able to find information on the TNI program, Transitioning Neighborhood Initiative in Prince George's County. And as I said, it will also provide you with those zip code, zip areas, which play, it's a deal breaker for many of the residents such as yours truly, because I happen to reside in Prince George's County. I happen to be retired, so many residents who are on fixed income are not able to apply for this program. And that is the reason why I traveled to Annapolis and carried that to our elected officials in Annapolis. We've also brought it to the councilwoman's attention here in our immediate area. And remember, all politics are local. So this is something that when they want your vote, they'll be knocking on your door. But if they can't deal with this issue, for me, it's a deal breaker, and I remember that when I go to the polls. And that's how you sort of have to deal with the situation in today's climate, because our politicians think it's something for nothing. They don't believe in quid pro quo when it comes to the African-American community and for our votes. So this is something that we want to make plain to our listening audience. And we are expecting around 11:45 to be joined by a Mr. Corey Ransom, who is with the puts here in D.C. are known as D.C. Sun, and we hope to be joined very, very shortly by Mr. Corey Ramsey around 11:45 this morning. We'll get him in because they have an event that they'll be hosting an information session, and that will be at 2427 Martin Luther King Avenue today, this evening, from 6:30 to about 8, and that information is available also on our website. You can log on to positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. And once again, that will be held at the Thurgood Marshall Center and located at 2427 Martin Luther King Avenue. And that starts at approximately 6:30 this evening. It will be a solar community information session, and I strongly recommend for those who are residents of Ward 7 and 8 to come out and take advantage of this information this afternoon. I intend to be there to sort of, so I've got some folks in the loop that need to definitely take advantage of this program, this DC Solar for All program, and we just gave out those income guidelines. And if you live in Ward 7A, I strongly recommend that you be there this evening for this information session. And we hope, as we said, to be joined a little later in our show by Mr. Corey Ransom, and we'll get a little more discussion. In the meantime, we're going to, as we say, pause, take a little pause for the calls here on the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. And as we always say, we always attempt to try to bring news use from this format, Solar Now.
Is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Singing.
Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. And as we started off our show today, as we indicated, we were supposed to be joined by Mr. Tracy Woods, the Vice President and Operations Manager for the American Association of Blacks in Energy. And for whatever reason, Mr. Woods had, I guess, a conflicted schedule, but nevertheless, we are going to move forward with our platform here on the airways of Solar Now Future with its economic impact on Black America. And as we indicated to our listening audience, that you can join us on the airways of this show by dialing 646-668-2948. Once again, you can reach us by 646-668-2948. we're going to sort of share some information from our news and events section of our website, and you can do this by logging on to the website at www.positivechangepc.com. Once again, that is www.positivechangepc.com. Click on our news and events tab. Medical marijuana sectors brings big low-growth efficiency challenges to utilities. This is an article that was authored by Robert Walton, published in Utility Drive in November of 2017 for the utility industry. Expanding legalization of marijuana represents a unique opportunity to create low and demand management assets out of a whole cloth. Demand for pot clearly exists, and meeting that challenge, while home growers are more concerned about securing power for their operations than saving money, they also want to help with their energy usage. Utilities have been incorporating marijuana operations to existing efficiency programs, but the industry's unique needs call for a more specific attention to from power companies. As the cannabis industry grows, optimizing energy use and lowering expenses will play a growing role in growing the successful businesses. One particular challenge today is the balance of good information on current energy use. Lack of hard data. Marijuana is big business. The drug is legal, either for medical or recreational uses, in almost 30 states and the District of Columbia. 8 states and the district have legalized recreational use, and some places are setting up for new industries. To put the industry energy needs into perspective, the Northwest Power and Conservative Council, NPCC, forecast regional loads for Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Washington State on and between 180 megawatts and 300 megawatts for indoor grow operations by year 2035. They're talking about going from 180 megawatts and 300,000 megawatts for indoor grow operations by year 2032. Indoor cannabis production is on a short list of emerging markets where the NPCC wants to collect more data, along with data centers and from rooftop solar. Put a major problem facing the cannabis industry right now is the lack of hard data regarding its energy use. It's only in recent years that growers have been legal. Before that, plants were outdoors. Our owners were trying to hide their energy consumption. Today, legal growers are often forced indoors by local regulations. Derek Smith, executive director of Resource Innovation Institution, is trying to tackle that data issue. The cannabis and conversation firm, possibly a first, has developed a cannabis power source which attempts to give growers a rough idea on where their energy use stands and how efficient it is. But the real purpose is for data collection. We've been encouraging utilities to fund a national baseline study for regional variations for 2+ years, but it is not being done. Smith told Utility Drive, we hope they will, but in the meantime, we create a Canvas Power Score tool at least began the process of collecting much better data across the state climate and growing zones. The total asks for a wide range of information, including input from their utility bills, production cycles, lighting, HVA equipment, and sales. In return, growers get a score that ranks their energy uses relative to similar growers and estimated kWh useful to produce a gram or a pound of marijuana. This is serious, serious, serious business. We're talking about a industry that is going to generate billions of dollars. And we as African Americans need to be looking at how we can cash in on this very, very lucrative industry. After all, this show is entitled Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And when you begin to look at the need for African American farmers who have lands that some of this land may no longer be suitable for growing, these Black farms will serve as a tremendous opportunity to build solar farms that can link up with these energy needs in those states where you have growers. The great part about this, it doesn't matter where you build the solar farm, you can link that energy up and supply that energy to any point in the country through the grid. This is an industry that we as Black folks with land need to be looking at. How do we capitalize? How do we come together? How do we pull our resources together and utilize some of the Black farmland around this country that may not be able to generate the type of income that these sectors can provide in states where it is not legal, but it's not illegal for you to build a solar farm and sell that energy to those companies who are in the growing business. So we never connected dots because we never have this conversation. This program that I provide an opportunity for our listening audience is the only place that is connecting the dots on these growing industries. We're talking about blockchain. We're talking about the impact of energy even to operate the computers that this new cryptocurrency is. We have articles and information in our news and events tab about this area of opportunity. And as I said, it's energy. So it's opportunity. And it ties right back in to solar. So when you begin to look at where growth is, we have to be about the business of identifying those opportunity business niches that are in the marketplace and moving on. Ain't nobody gonna save us but us. I've been joined by my guest, Mr. Corey Ramsey. Great. How you doing today, Corey?
Doing fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, I guess you were hearing me not being on the soapbox, but I was basically just talking about some of the opportunities that are coming online because of the need for energy in those states that have legalized marijuana. It is placing a demand on the grid and the power that's being put out by the grid and looking at renewables. Now, I know that you have a program and we coming up tonight, and we want to jump right into that, Corey. Let me let people know who this gentleman is, Mr. Corey Ramsey. He is with the Neighborhood United DC, known by many as DC Sun. And they have been one of the grantees through the Department of Energy and Environment. They received a $2 million grant, and their mission with assisting a low and moderate income residents through the Solar for All program, 100,000 DC residents to reduce their utility bills by 50% by year 2032. And this is one of the early initiatives. And this gentleman here, he is, as we say, with the boots on the ground and actually out in the communities with these information sessions, providing this information to our community. So, Craig, if you would go into a sort of explain what you'd be doing this evening at 2427 Martin Luther King Avenue at the Thurgood Marshall Center with the information sessions y'all will be providing the community there. I think it starts around 6:30 this evening.
That's right. Thank you. We do what we call solar information sessions. We'll be scheduling them over the next 18 months, you know, at least one a month all across the city. This one tonight is at Thurgood Marshall Academy. It starts at 6:30, and we will be talking about solar technology, how it works on someone's home, the economics of it, and about what we call the solar co-op process. And specifically for this info session and the ones we're doing in the city over the next 18 months, we'll also be talking about the Solar for All grant program that we're helping administer for people who want to install rooftop solar. So these are for individual homeowners. And through this grant, if folks are income qualified, we'll be able to cover the entire cost of the system, and they'll own the system from day one.
Well, Corey, what I did a little earlier in the show today before you came on, I sort of shared with our listening audience what those income requirements are, and I'm going to give them out again. In a household who makes under $52,550 for one. Household with income for two, under $60,050. Household of three with income less than $67,550. And a household of four with income under $75,050. Now, when we began to look at those incomes and you began to look at the large number of fixed income individuals who live and reside in the Ward 7 and 8 who are African American, you have a lot of seniors there who are property owners, and most of them will meet those income requirements. But the issue becomes getting people to come out to the information session and getting their proper information, because this is a great program that DC Sun Neighborhood United offers. Corey, would you go into some details with sort of explaining how you go into explaining to the community that they need to form a cooperative in their block and act as a group rather than one, and what those benefits are for coming into that cooperative?
Yes, absolutely. We so this particular co-op, the 51st State Solar Co-op is what we're calling it. It's open to anyone in the city, but it's really helpful when the neighbors are joining together in particular areas, just because we find that it makes the process a little less intimidating for people when they're doing it as a group. But really, anybody in the city can join, and we will walk through the process with them all, and we'll be there every step of the way. So volunteers from the co-op select the installer. We help them make that decision, but we don't vote. It's the homeowners that are actually choosing. And then we are there to monitor all the progress from the time they get their proposal until the time the system's installed and making sure all of that's working. And then again, for folks who are income qualified, we'll actually cover the cost of the system through this grant. And if anybody's not able to come to the info session tonight, there'll be more. If anybody wants that information on the website, you just go to solarunitedneighbors.org/51st state, no spaces. Or you can also call us. The phone number here is 202-888-3601.
Wait a minute, Corey. I want to repeat it so we make sure people get it. Now, say that number again.
202-888-3601.
Now, Corey, yep. I know that you also have an information session that will be held tomorrow evening, if I'm not mistaken, also, because you have two back-to-back sessions this week. You got one the 27th, which is this evening, and one tomorrow, the 28th, if I'm not mistaken. Now, where will the session be held tomorrow evening?
The tomorrow evening session, I have to apologize, I actually don't have those information. It's in Woodley Park, but I don't have the info in front of me for that one.
I think it's being held in the 2200 block of Cathedral Avenue Northwest at the church there, if it did serve me wrong.
It's a Church, I think.
Yes, because I got an email from Ms. Riviera, Ms. Yesenia, which is your co-worker, and she engagement director there, and I think she said that y'all have a session that will be done in co-op with the Department of Energy and Environment tomorrow evening, 2200 block of Cathedral Avenue at the church there. And I think the start time is also 6:30.
Yeah, that's correct. And the format will be the same for both info sessions. It's the same content. We're just doing them in different parts of the city to make it available to everybody.
Now, I want people to understand how important this is, because one of the things that I've been beating the drum about on this show, Solar Now in the Future, with its economic impact on Black America, not only does Neighborhood United, /DC Sun, go out in the community and engage the community. They have been working tirelessly, putting in place public policy to allow these programs to exist in the first place. So absolutely imperative that the African-American community get out and attend these information sessions. I've been passing the word and beating the drum on this show, and we intend to have Mr. Corey Ramson and Mrs. Yesenia Riviera, who's another engagement coordinator for them, to be a regular guest on this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact, because what this Solar for All program does, it is a very, very unique program, and it needs to be replicated around the United States of America, specifically in communities of color around this country, because it is very, very unique, because every place does not have the renewable portfolio standards. A lot of jurisdictions don't have community solar legislation. They don't have net metering legislation, and people who live in the District of Columbia, you are blessed because these regulations are in place, but if you don't take advantage of these programs, all for naught. So we will continue to beat this drum and beat this drum. Corey, I want you to give that information out once again about the information session again this evening, because I know you have a busy schedule, but we want to try to make sure we have this on.
Thank you, Ron. It's tonight at 6:30 at Thurgood Marshall Academy, 2427 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Southeast. And it starts at 6:30 to 8 p.m.
6:30 to 8 p.m. So, once, Corey, I want to thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to join us on the airways of Solar Now and the Future with this economic impact on Black Market this afternoon to get this valuable information out to our community, because it is a great program. It's a needed program, and there is an economic bottom line for our people who take advantage of this program. The benefits are there, so we have to take advantage while these programs are existing, because we don't know how long these funds are going to be in the pipeline with the cuts that are coming from Feds. So we need to take advantage of what we can take advantage of, why we can take advantage of, and that's real talk. So, Kurt, I want to thank you once again, and I look forward to seeing you this evening.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. We look forward to helping people save money on their electricity bills. This is a great program, and we're just trying to get the word out. So thanks for all your help.
No problem, Corey. Okay, and that was Mr. Corey Ransom with D.C. Neighborhoods United, known as D.C. Sun, and they will be having a community information session this evening at 6:30 p.m. at 2427 Martin Luther King Avenue. It's the Thurgood Marshall Center on MLK in Southeast Washington, D.C. That is a 6:30 start on this information session, and I think they have babysitting, and I think they're going to have a few a little snacks and some things there for folks. But like I said, I'm going to be bringing someone on from their organization on a consistent basis as they host these information working sessions for the community around the city. I'm going to continue to beat the drum to reach out to Groundswell and these other organizations. We've had the privilege of having last week Dr. Lillian Abrams from Peer Consultants, who's the CEO of Peer Consultants. She was on the airways of this show talking about the program and the grant that she received and how they're rolling that particular program out to benefit the community of Washington, D.C. We had the privilege of having Mr. Herb Stevens with the New Communities Partnership Organization, which is a nonprofit that came out of the firm of Nixon and Peabody, and they have a community solar project that they launched, the first one in Washington, D.C., and we had them on the airwaves of this show explaining to our listening audience and our community how this will benefit our low and moderate income communities of Washington, inside Washington, D.C. I've also shared information on the Transitioning Neighborhood Initiative in Prince George's County. These are two unique programs. As I said, in Prince George's County, there is a zip code requirement, which is a deal breaker in my estimate. And people should not be denied an opportunity to apply for this program based on the zip code that they're living in, because it has nothing to do. Your zip code ain't got nothing to do with your income and coming inside your home. And I promised my elected officials that I would continuously beat the drum concerning this program and the Solar for All program, because they're very unique programs, and they're in our market demographics here in the DMV market area. And for those who are listening to us around the nation, you can log into our website at www.positivechangepc.com, click on our news and events tab, and get information about these programs here and see how you can get these type of programs replicated in your market area, it's specifically communities that have large African American populations, because our southern states don't have renewable portfolio standards. And you will find that you get a pushback from your large utility providers in those marketplaces, which is pushing back to prevent consumers from putting solar systems on one's home, which to me makes no sense. But this is what we're working with, and they say, show me what you're working with. That is what we are working with here. And I want to, we're going to take another pause with the calls, and we're going to come back on the airways of this show, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America, and we're going to have some more news that you can definitely use, as we say. That's how we try to make it.
Life is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
To the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bissett. And as we were talking, and we were joined by Mr. Corey Ramsey from Neighborhoods United, D.C. Neighborhoods United. It's very, very interesting to me how we, when I say we, I'm specifically talking Black folks, African Americans, have programs that are targeted for our neighborhoods and our communities. And we don't take advantage of the programs. And then we, as people say, we B and C for the purposes of sort of trying to keep it plain, but keep it clean to the earlobes of our listening audience. We B C. And I'm quite sure most of you know what BC means. B ain't compliant. Blank ain't compliant. You don't have to blank and complain. You can show up. You have an opportunity to do that this evening at 2427 MLK at the Thurgood Marshall Center for an information session that you need to be at. Place needs to be packed. Take advantage of these programs while these programs exist. Because this funding may not get another opportunity to come back your way. This is the urgency of this show. Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. And we are bringing you actually real news that you can apply, use, and see an impact on your bottom line, your pocketbook, or your wallet. This is important for our community to understand. They need to go out and make these community information sessions. We will continue to beat the drum, but we're going to sort of shift gears and look at some other things that we have in our database. Siemens Testament is petitioning to push New York for faster action on electric vehicles. Now, this is a piece that came out of the brief. More than 3 dozen groups across a large range of industries are calling for the New York Public Service Commission to accelerate the state's effort to push electric vehicle adoption, in particular by turning more to utility companies, and groups signing on to the petition that include ChargePoint, EVgo, Natural Resources, Defense Council, Page Energy, and Climate Center, Plug in America, Siemens, Sierra Club, Preston, and Vote Solar. The petition is supported by automobile makers, bus manufacturers, e-commerce service providers, now, I don't know if I'm going to be around here by 2050. That's down the road when you have 2018. And you already pushed 70. So I'm not really thinking on 2050. But what I'm saying is our kids, children, don't be affected by this industry. We're looking at large-scale projections in this electrical EV evolution and revolution. New York is looking to put almost 900,000 vehicles on the road by year 2025. But the group say the Public Service Commission can do more to accelerate the progress, including finding a track outside the utility rate cases to consider transportation of electrification issues. New York wants more electric vehicles on its road, but the group's petition identifies two major hurdles: a lack of guidance from the regulators to the utilities, a rate cases that do not significantly address the issue involved in transportation electrification. To address those, 40 companies and groups say they want state regulators to open a proceeding on electrical vehicle issues outside the rate cases. To that end, the petition says that the proceedings should evaluate any proposals linked to electric vehicles, including rate proposals, rate changes, and utility proposals for EV charging infrastructure. It will also centralize processes related to electric vehicles in New York distributed systems information plan over the Reform Act of Energy Vision Initiative, giving stakeholders more access. New York, aside from its existing overhaul of utility business model, also wants to reduce greenhouse emissions by 40% by year 2030 and 80% by year 2050 from the 1990 levels. The group says that transportation sector emission makes up more than a third of the state emissions, and that the state has several policies and programs in place to encourage transportation electrification, including Dry Clean Rebates offered up to $20,000 for the purchase of a qualified EV. New York now has about 30,000 electric vehicles on its roads, but has joined the multi-state zero emissions vehicle agreement aiming to deploy $3.3 million electric vehicles by 2025. New York's shares of the goal would be 850,000 vehicles. This is major information that I just read into your earlobes. These are the major players who are behind this EV revolution. The issue is, how does the Black American community benefit? How do we plug in to these companies? How do we plug in to this revolution? Well, if you log on to our website at positivechangepc.com, you will find that there is something called Blue Gold, better known as cobalt. Cobalt is one of the minerals that make up the storage battery, the batteries that are used in computers, the batteries that's used in electric vehicles, the batteries that will be used in any form of charging for solar PV systems. You must have lithium and cobalt. Cobalt is rare than lithium. The top producing nations of cobalt on the planet is the Democratic of the Republic of Congo in Africa. Zambia has about, they have 57% of the world's cobalt minerals. Knowing that Zambia has about 10%, between those two African nations, you're talking about 67% of the world's resources for cobalt is there. Lithium, Australia is the largest producer. We have in our database the top mining companies and the top nations on the planet where these minerals are found. How do we look at buying stock in these emerging upstart companies who will be doing the mining of these minerals? How do we look at purchasing stock in some of the companies that will be building the chips that will be used in this new deep learning or artificial intelligence learning phase? This all ties back into this energy sector. This website, positivechangepc.com, brings this information and more to your touch on your mouse, on your computer, through the worldwide net. We are streaming this information over Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and all forms of social media. But we got to beg to keep the format on the air. Yes, I said it. We got to beg. If you will log on to our website on that link, you will see the BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Initiative. This show has served as a national platform for American consumers who will be affected by federal, state, and municipal mandates requiring that 20% of residential homeowners in the Washington, D.C., in the state of Maryland install solar panels. We will have interviews
Service stations. That means they're non-commercials. Now,
Boys will assist in raising the necessary capital for this show. So, solely now in the future with its economic impact on Black America to reach ears and minds of our young people on our historically Black colleges and universities. We are challenged. We are now applying for various grants that we are applying for, and we will continue to do so. But we need our listening audience to also understand that they need to log on to our website at positivechangepc.com, click on our GoFundMe page, and make a contribution. Make a long story short, make a contribution. Because like I said, we beat this drum and beat this drum, and we're going to continue to beat this drum. But we actually bring you news that you can definitely use on the airways of this show every week. And we go to, and we put in the tire, and we reach out, and we provide, and we do a lot of work behind the scenes to make this show happen. And we urgently need our listening audience. And anyone wants to join me, they can. We've got open lines at 646-668-2948. Once again, that number is 646-668-2948. Remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number. And as we say, this show is sponsored to you, brought to you by Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, which is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African American solar installation companies, to address the high effects of energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and historically Black colleges to develop capacity in solar installations initiatives to bring down the underemployed and unemployment rate at our with our college-aged young African Americans attending historically white Black colleges around this country. Also, it's brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and I just finished giving you information on that initiative. And if you would please go to our website at positivechangepc.com, click on our GoFundMe link, and please make a contribution to our efforts to take this show to the very next level, because we are working very tirelessly trying to get Sirius Channel 142 and some other broadcast entities interested in carrying this program, but we need to bring some funding to the table to make this move forward. So, as we have expressed our interest for you to do something for us, if you feel that this show is doing something for you. Like I said, we attempt to bring news that you can definitely use every week, but we get freedom and free. Okay? That's just the way it is. We didn't make the rules to the game, but we live in a capitalistic system that I understand, you understand that better than I do. That's why I don't waste a whole bunch of time beating this tune, but if I don't beat it, there won't be a tune, because we're there. We've got to bring in some revenue to make this format pay for itself, or it will cease to exist. Therefore, once again, You can log on to www.positivechangepc.com, click on our GoFundMe link, and you will find where you can make contributions there on our website. Definitely, we definitely need the support. Also, you can log on to the Black Sports Legends Foundation.org, and you can scroll down, and you can also, if you would like to contribute to the Black Sports Legends Foundation, we would greatly appreciate that there also. So as we say, we have provided ways for us to try to plug into those who understand. Some people don't understand. Some folks think it's all for nothing. It's free. It's something for nothing. But they're not doing anything for free. And that's deal breaking for me. So as we continue to drill down on this format on week to week and bring you, as we say, news that you can definitely use here on the airways of Solar Now and the Future. And we're going to take our last pause for the cause on today's show.
Life is a song worth singing. I can choose. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.
Welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ron Bethane. And as we have drilled down for the last hour and 20 minutes on the airways of Solar Now and the Future, but the economic impact on Black America, it is clear to me that the information that you're hearing here on this format, you're not hearing anyplace else. I often find myself calling in to Carl Nelson's show, Reverend Al Sharpton's show, to try to get our listening audience and those who listen to this show to come to the airways of Solar Now and the Future by logging on to www.positivechangepc.com, scrolling down and just clicking on the link and hearing and listening to this show. That is in itself a struggle, weekly, daily, to constantly hear Black folks talking about everything that's going to better the basis, the foundation of economics. Because if you ain't talking about energy, you ain't talking really about nothing. Let me make it plain. In the U.S., people take energy for granted. But when you have a national disaster and the power goes out and you don't have a way to get heat, lights, hot water. So without air conditioning, you have an issue, a very serious issue. And that is where we find ourselves as people of African descent around the world, when we begin what we have to pay for energy. The struggles that are going on right now in the Virgin Islands, in Puerto Rico, in Houston, this stuff ain't over. It's just off of the main media. It's not in your face. It's not up in your face. People are talking about it because it's not in your face. They have moved on. Our folks are whooping and hollering, and I am one who am very, very grateful to the success of the movie Black Panther. It being a positive influence. But it's a movie. It's not going to put any money in your pocket. But the sun can put money in your pocket by going to this information session tonight at 2427 MLK to the Thurgood Marshall Center there, where they will be hosting an information session informing people how they can get a PV system put on one's home if you live in the District of Columbia. This is something that you can use. News that you can use. It's nothing I'm making up. So, I'm not going to ask you folks, as the brother said, y'all meet me there. Meet me there. Brother Marshall Mellon used to say, don't meet me there. Meet me there. Be at 2427 MLK this evening at 6:30, and yours truly will be there, and we will be putting the information out on who was there, who wasn't there, because our people need to understand this solar and renewable energy industry. This is big business. This is big business. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Solar energy brought in $200 billion, according to a report that was put out by the Solar Industry Trade Association, SEIA, in fiscal year 2016. Solar energy brought in $200 billion. The rural corps of the U.S. said that the electricity generated $360 billion. Well, solar did $200 billion out of $360 billion. This is the kind of impact that solar energy will have and create wealth in this country, and they have not scratched the surface. The issue is how do we as African Americans get paid? How do we get paid? I know at this stage of the game, I need to be able to go out and get the certifications so I can do wiring and start wiring some of these charging stations for the infrastructure piece. There is a program that is being offered at the Four Seasons Technical Center in Northeast Washington, D.C. It is called the Four Walls Career and Technical Education Center. They are located at 1125 Neal Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. That telephone number is 202-332-8022. That's Monday through Thursday. Okay? They're hours, day hours, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Evening hours, Monday through Thursday, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you are a D.C. resident and want to earn a high school diploma, start a new trade, brush up on your skills, or ready to start your own construction business, then consider enrolling in one of the following core curriculums: HVAC, electrical wiring, stationary engineering, plumbing, national external diploma program, NEPD. This is news that you can definitely use. I hope you, for those who listen to our show, pass the word. And remember that this show is brought to you by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, the Black Scorch Letters Foundation, BSLF HBCU Radio Talk Show Initiative, and Scott Communications, specializing in public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional newsletter production, speech writing, book writing, editing, publishing, speaker bureau management, and that contact person is Dr. Glenn Scott McFay, and that's at Scott Communications. And until next week, I hope we brought you news that you can definitely use. From Solar Down.
I feel a song worth singing. I do too. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.